How bare and high the road seemed that day, with the sky hanging like lead over the frost-hardened earth, and the becks that we could not see until we stumbled on them, so deep had they cut their way into the land. Old soldiers felt the raw wind that stung our faces, and looked to the east and shook their heads. Young ones left off rubbing blisters. "Snow by the morrow," someone said.
"Hello, Stephen Paul's son," boomed Uncle Les as I walked into the house, and I questioned yet again if I really could be related to him. Then the ghastly cooing of his wife, Anne.
"Hello, love, how are you?"
I recoiled in horror as she puckered up, ready to plant a smacker on my lips.
That's why I keep moving forward, really. That rush when it all comes together, there's nothing like it. A new kid started the other day, scared stiff, naturally. She was doing really well. I put her on the line right next to me, and I got her to put up a risotto. I know exactly how she was feeling, and it was good risotto. So I told the kid, "That's good risotto." And that's what you do, you pass it on.
You talked in a language you didn't really speak. Then if you found a car you liked, you had to speak to the other people about finance, like your bank. Or borrow the money from your slightly dodgy mate, Dave.
Chapter 1. What motivates us and the UHM? Chapter quote. Intelligence is much greater than intellect, for it is the integration of reason and love. But there can be intelligence only when there is self-knowledge. Krishnamurti, Indian philosophic teacher. Then, I got the phone call I'd been waiting for.
"Hi, is that Jason? Jason, Marco Steele. I just gotta say, Martian Moon, one of the best goddamn scripts I've ever read. Please tell me the rights are still available."
Well, I was over the moon.
Well, by the end, he was hemorrhaging from both ends, you know? I used to hear him in the morning. It was lovely, wasn't it? Never stopped him going to the pub, though. No, he's well enough to do that.
If you find that Sir William Gordon Cumming was not guilty of that which is charged against him, and if, as I trust he may, he goes forth from this court justified by your verdict, I am bound to say that I think it is impossible that Sir William Gordon Cumming's name should be removed from the army list.
Are you aware of the effect you have on the average mammalian, XYLE chromosome, slavering, lusty male member of the species?